Prairie Mountain Health is inviting people to sign up as volunteers in local personal care homes. You may not have thought of visiting as volunteering, however there is a need for such kindness. Termed, Be a Friend, visiting program, people age 15 and older who might like to be the recreation director's assistant, a garden helper, help on outings, or share musical talent are invited to contact their local PCH or PMH. Dog visitors are also welcome at the facilities. There's a registration program for this aspect of volunteering as well. The presence of a pet dog, pets as therapy dogs, brings cheer and many residents look forward to a dog's regular visits. No specific training is required, but basic manners are important and the dogs must pass accreditation to ensure they are sociable, friendly and calm. Therapy dogs come in all sizes and breeds. They must be at ease in all situations, enjoy human contact and be content to be petted, cuddled and handled by unfamiliar people. Kristen Kadashinsky is part of the recruitment team to find volunteers for PMH facilities. Pandemic restrictions interrupted the regular flow of visitors to care homes, but it's not just that. 2 years can change a lot, not just because of COVID. Volunteers do retire or move away. Recruitment is necessary to bring in new volunteers, whether that be entertainment or other roles. She acknowledges that volunteer help has often come from residents' family members as well as staff who donate their time. However, in July of 2022, Prairie Mountain Health Volunteer Services expanded regionally. Kadashinsky explains the purpose of the program. Our goal is to set up volunteer programs in all PMH facilities. Volunteer services takes the pressure off of the facilities themselves for recruiting and registering volunteers. The volunteer services program meets with the facility to determine the areas where volunteers would be a support and recruits accordingly. For example, recreation department staff take residents on outings as a recreation program. Volunteers are an important assistance of recreational outings and facilities are always looking for volunteers to register for this program. Over the years, worship services have been a regular part of care home activities. These are usually conducted by clergy or church volunteers for residents who want to attend. Kadashinsky says, there are different registrations based on what role a volunteer plays, whether this is clergy, musical entertainment or, a recreational volunteer. We do our best to not place barriers in the way of these services. When a new volunteer comes on board, a volunteer coordinator connects with them to see what role they are willing to help with, and from there the proper registration is completed. Music brightens the day for residents and is often part of recreation programming. However, volunteer musicians may want to register their group if they would like a record of their volunteer hours. Kadashinsky points out, all volunteer hours are recorded and can benefit groups and individuals should they be applying for grants or to universities. We at Volunteer Services are always happy to provide reference letters for dedicated volunteers. Sometimes school groups like to get involved in care home visits. Kadashinsky says there are plans to engage schools this fall. And, there are school credits available for those 15 and over who engage in this type of volunteering. Volunteer applications are available at PCH or health center facilities. For more information on the pet therapy program, contact Prairie Therapy Dogs at gmail.com.